Hello, David. I'm Tim Arnold. I'm the marketing manager at Scientia, and I'm here talking to David Hathaway, who is the product manager for our exams solutions. And today we're going to be talking a bit about exam management system, which was released very recently with our 3.5.2 release of exam scheduler. So I suppose, David, the first thing that from an institution point of view that they might ask is, I've got exam scheduler, it's working very well, why do I need EMS?
EMS fulfills two roles. The first is really the workflow, so looking at controlling processes that lie around the exam scheduling core. And the other is to look at it as a web-based data collection tool, feeding information into exam scheduler to make your exam scheduler user's life more easy.
Okay, tell me a little bit more about that data collection.
The data collection, we have two modules available in EMS currently. We're working on others. One of them is collecting availability of invigilators, and it has a nice web-based or email-based self-service capability for the invigilators to say, I can do Wednesday morning, I can't do Thursday, and then that information is fed through to exam scheduler to allow the automatic allocation of invigilators to exam sessions to take their availability into account.
Okay, so it sort of, it works with but builds onto the functionality of exam scheduler.
Correct. Very much exam management is seen as a set of add-on modules for exam scheduler. They're not intended to be used standalone.
Okay, so it's intended to integrate with.
Yes. Yes.
Okay, sure. So tell me a little bit more about the features and benefits. We've identified five key features and benefits on our brochure. Support for all aspects of exam planning delivery. So that's the sort of the holistic management you're talking about.
Yes. And the modules we have available are around the management of the printing exam paper capability, so tracking the development of the exam paper from the academic writing it through to actually dispatching it to the room where the students are sitting. The second, as I've already mentioned, is invigilator availability capture, and that can that also has the capability for the invigilator to say, yes, I am going to turn up on Monday at 9 o'clock. So it provides reassurance to the exam schedulers or the people running the sessions that they know who's going to turn up.
Okay, that's great. Next we talk about it being highly configurable. So yeah, talk a bit about the configurability if you can.
Certainly. At one end, you can simply replace the logo that appears with the university logo.
Okay.
So it looks like it's branded to your institution. At the other end, you can configure multiple stages in the workflow. So, for example, within the paper management module, you can have a stage where the paper is in draft form, the academic is working on it. You can configure a peer review phase, if that's what your institution does. And you can build in as many stages as you want up to the final, it's ready to print.
Okay.
So that's all configurable within the product.
That sounds great. It's really really flexible.
Yeah.
And we also say that it's easy to use. It's a web-based interface. Does that mean it's cloud? It's cloud-based?
Yes, it's hosted in the cloud.
Yeah.
And it communicates with the instance of exam scheduler that's installed at the university.
Okay, fantastic. And what does the kind of the UI look and feel like?
Very similar to our other cloud-based products, sort of a menu bar down the left-hand side where you can choose what aspect you're working on, and a sort of task-driven or step-through approach to the UI on the main pane. It's adaptive, so it'll work on a PC, a tablet, or a mobile phone if you want it to.
Fantastic. So it kind of it builds on that that approach that more institutions are having, whereby you can work from anywhere, you can work from home, you can manage it from out of the office. You don't need to be sat at your actual workstation on the instance.
Yes,
of...
absolutely right. It's any platform, any place.
Okay, fantastic.
So, yeah.
Does the interface, does the user interface differ from exam scheduler?
Yes, it is radically different. It's intended to be much more leading you through the process. Exam scheduler is definitely aimed at the sort of power user end of the spectrum, where you have an interface and you can do many different things and it's up to you to choose what you do. EMS is much more, okay, you've done this, the next logical step is for you to do this, and the software walks you through that process.
And what's the aim of doing that?
To make it much more accessible by users requiring minimal training, mm-hmm. and also infrequent users who may be coming back to it only once every 6 months.
So if, that could be invigilators, for example?
Invigilators or academics who write a paper once a year.
Sure.
Yeah, that sort of concept.
Okay, great. That sounds good. So we've got, it says it's got a strong permissions-based access model. Just tell us a bit more about what that means.
Very similar to other of our products, we've broken up the permissions around the sets of data you can work on. Mm-hmm. So some users may only be able to work on data that's relevant to their department. Mm-hmm. We've also broken it up by function, mm-hmm. so that the academic who's writing an exam paper, mm-hmm. Can't go to the approval page and self-approve. That
right,
has to be done by someone else.
Yeah. It's just sort of as a kind of security governance
yes.
thing. Yeah, okay, that's great. So how does exam management system compare to other exam management solutions that are out there, other competitor products, for example?
There are a number of competitor products out there. They either don't have the back-end scheduling capability that we do, because we link to our own exam scheduler product, which has scheduling capability second to none in the market for exams. Mm-hmm. And our competitors don't have that richness of the scheduling engine. Mm-hmm. They do have additional features within the exam management front-end part of it, mm-hmm. but we're looking at expanding our footprint there to compete on a more equal footing.
Okay, great.
And so the intention is to come up with a match to any competitor in the marketplace with the advantages of our exam scheduler product behind the scenes doing the richness of the scheduling.
The heavy lifting.
Yeah, the heavy lifting.
So are there any exciting things on the roadmap for the product that you could give us tidbits for?
Certainly. The next module that we're developing is looking at recording students requiring extra revision. Mm-hmm. There's quite a drive at the moment around equitable access to exams, mm-hmm. To make sure that students' particular needs are catered for. Mm-hmm. The exam scheduler product will already take those requirements into account, mm-hmm. once entered, and what we're looking at doing is providing a module that allows very straightforward, configurable capture of those additional requirements, mm-hmm. either from the context of describing the difficulty the student has and allow the software to map that through to what it means in the scheduler, mm-hmm. or to simply say the student requires this additional time for each exam. So it'll be configurable in a number of different ways.
Okay, that sounds really good. So which institutions are currently using exam management system?
It's being piloted with a couple in Australia at the moment, and we're already talking to customers in EMEA who are interested in taking up the product.
Okay, fantastic. And what's the feedback been like so far?
Very positive. Mm-hmm. Very positive. They like the look and feel and the simplicity of use. And personally, I like the integration with the back end. It makes life very much easier. Mm. And it's just nice to see the data flowing between two systems seamlessly.
Great stuff. Well, David Hathaway, Product Manager for Exam Management System and Exam Scheduler, thanks very much for your time.
Thank you.